This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We do have some open lines, guys. It is time to play. Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. Normally, we give Dana the first honorary grievance of the week, but Sam, I can tell something is in your crawl. And I'm going to give you the honorary first grievance of this week if you choose to take it. You don't have to take it.
You know, I was not prepared. I wasn't thinking about the things that annoyed me this week. I've actually been trying to be more positive. So my grievance is with myself. I'm not my normal grumpy self, because typically I would have like 18 things that I could list off for you right now.
But that's good, though, isn't it, that you're trying to be more positive and improve your outlook on life?
Is it?
Yes.
Your grievance is that your attitude is
I've been
too good this week?
Positive this week, and I'm kind of waiting for it all to collapse.
But today I can tell there's something in your craw.
Yeah.
You seem a little annoyed with the world.
No.
Which is what Festivus Friday is all about. It is brought to you, by the way, by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate.
All right, I got one.
Q39KC.com.
Took me a second. Clearly. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what he does for a living. I don't even know if it's a guy, quite frankly, but I leave at different times. I don't leave at the same time every single day.
Leave from where?
Here.
Okay.
3 days in a row. And it's traffic. Sorry. Traffic grievances are so weak. 3 days in a row, this guy cut me off and just stomped on the gas right in front of me on 75th Street. Same truck, very identifiable truck. Are you waiting for me to get onto 75th Street and then just pulling out and cutting me off?
Mm.
Anyway, that's my grievance.
From the text line, my grievance is that we don't know what Jesse looks like. Wow. Clearly, you're a female. I'll tell you.
You do describe him as some sort of Adonis on a pretty regular.
We're about to change Scott's call sign here to Gar for get a room.
I'm a straight guy, and he's a very handsome man, and he's the kind of guy that guys like me love to hate, because he's handsome, he's fit, he's a former Top Gun fighter pilot. Now he's. Can I tell people what you do now for a living?
I'm gonna name
the.
Sure.
Now he's a financial planner, and I'm just a dum-dum from Lansing on the radio who's a little frumpy and could use a walk.
Your gravestone's gonna say radio legend on it, though.
Okay. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go. 913-586. 7798 from the text line. We will start there today. 4174 says, my grievance today is Scott's obsession with the movie Top Gun. I'm sorry, Scott. I don't know why, but it's really rubbing me the wrong way today. 4174, I can't challenge your grievance, but I can read it, and you have been heard. Jessica in Independence. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a third world or first world problem. Sorry, not a third world problem. First world problem. But that's what Festivus Friday is for, right?
That's exactly what it's for.
I went shopping at my favorite grocery store where you put a quarter in the cart to retrieve, use the cart in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And when you check out, they load your groceries into the person in front of you's cart, and you give them your cart so they can do that for the person behind you, right? I went out to the parking lot, unloaded my groceries, took my cart back, went to get my quarterback, and the person in front of me had used some kind of plastic device in the quarter slot to release the cart, which means I don't get my quarterback. I can't spend a plastic device.
Jessica, I'm with you. The only reason I have a quarter in my car in the change drawer is so I can use it for the grocery cart at Aldi. I need that quarter to come back into my car.
I need that quarter. I don't trust a plastic device to do the work for me. So fortunately, I was able to take it back in to the store. I very kindly looked at the cashier lady and said, I got this instead. She gave me a quarter out of her drawer, probably messed up her drawer. Thank you to the lady in Aldi for giving me a quarter and keeping the plastic device.
Are you going to be able to eat tonight?
It's debatable. I have four boys.
Can I offer a solution?
Go for it.
In the self-checkout, there is no cart switch, and you get to bag it right away.
This is true, but at the Aldi off 40 Highway in Independence, they do not have self-checkout yet. Oh. You have to go through the checkout line.
Jerks.
So I knew once that it happened that I had a grievance to call in for Friday. Get to talk to you, lovely gentlemen. Thank you for letting me call in today.
Well, Jessica, thank you for calling in, and my heart breaks for you, and good luck tonight with you and the four boys.
Thank you for calling us lovely
prayers,
as well.
Right? Thoughts and prayers.
Prayers,
thank you.
Prayers headed up to the big boss right now.
Can we just reiterate, thank you.
Enunciation is important in the radio business.
Yes, it is. I'm working on that. The whole point of Festivus Friday is to nitpick the little things.
No question about it.
Okay. Just wanted to reassure Jessica on that.
913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. 586-7798. Let's go to Greg in Kansas City. Greg, good afternoon. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. I will say, when Dana's gone and you bring in Commander E, that is so amazing.
Wow, thanks.
What a compliment.
I love hearing his stories.
Greg, I'm truly flattered. I'm not even joking. Thank you for saying that.
No, man, I'm serious. It's incredible to hear what you have to say. And Sam is just phenomenal as well.
I'm not hearing a compliment coming my way.
But we need to talk about you, Scott.
So I guess my grievance is there are times when you and Dana will be in the middle of a discussion and you're trying to think of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the little tongue click thing.
Can you mimic the tongue clicking that we do? Just so I get a better idea.
That's the one I don't like. Yep, we could stop that. That'd be just wonderful.
Now wait, Festivus Friday is supposed to be about small, little nitpicky things, and this is a big issue, actually.
Greg, here's what I'll do because I appreciate your honesty. I will be more mindful of that in the future, and if I find myself wanting to click my tongue, I will not.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
For the love. That's like
it's like
doing a buffet with your mouth open. For goodness sake.
Oh, Greg, boy. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, man.
Oh, it's fine. I'm retired.
Okay.
Who's next?
Instead of clicking my tongue, I'm just going to go...
That's right. It's Dana that does the clicking. I don't ever recall. I'm not challenging the grievance, but I don't ever recall.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
I don't ever recall clicking my tongue.
You do click. He's right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been, I listen to the show.
As the person
I'm a big fan when I'm in the car.
Is paid to listen to the show all 4 hours every single day. You both do it.
Okay.
Wait, me or him and Dana?
Him and Dana.
Okay.
My grievance is with Scott saying the word craw. They write crawl, but it was craw, not once, but twice. Can you imagine the mental pictures that I now have? Okay.
Craw, like C-R-A-W? No L?
Isn't that what it is? You have something stuck in your craw? That's what
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Okay. Kim in Clinton, Missouri. Hello, Kim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. Well, thank you.
Two things. Grateful to have y'all to listen to.
Oh, thanks.
Grievance, who decided the new vehicles had headlights going to be so bright you can see them from freaking space?
The LED ones?
Whatever they are, they're on the new Ford pickup trucks and the new Jeeps.
Kim, I
think... Every time one passes me in the middle of the night, I swear they got the brights on, but nope. They had the brights, and I'm blind.
I think Sam might know the answer to this, if I'm not mistaken. Sam?
Oh, why they have new LED lights?
Of why they're so bright.
It's just because they're LEDs rather than the old luminescent bulbs.
Well, and the new Ford trucks, it's like all four headlights are on all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those are fog lights, which in some states and some cities, having your fog lights on when there is no fog is illegal. But as a guy who always drives with his fog lights on, stop me.
Wow, sounds like a challenge to authority.
That would be a really dumb ticket. Here's your $50 ticket for having your fog lights on.
That's what's Friday continues in just a moment. So Anna, Roger, Mitch, Lee, Molly, everybody hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. Guarantee you get on the air. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of First World Grievances. 913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. She is back on Monday, and thank you, sir.
What about
in advance?
Oh, my pleasure. What about Third World Grievances?
Well, that would be like famine.
Yeah, those are real.
Those are actually.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I haven't eaten in 19 weeks. Yeah, that would be a real concern.
This. Bubonic plague overtaking my village.
My apartment was bombed last night by Russians.
Yeah, this hour would not go very well in some other parts of the world.
No.
Like, I was about to do my Russian accent, and then I didn't do it.
Either that or the phone lines would be jammed with actual real grievances in this world.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it would be like, well, last night I got my leg blown off as I was walking to my car.
My dad's not coming home. He was killed in combat.
Ooh, boy, I'm sorry I even said that.
Are you?
Happy Friday, everybody.
Anna, Anna in Overland Park. Hello, Anna.
Man, it's hard to follow up after what you guys were just saying. Jesus, that was dark.
We're just going to make you seem like an absolute, you're just going to shine.
Well, now I sound like a, you know, beep, beep. But I am calling. First of all, let me say to anyone who is struggling with infertility, I am sorry if this sounds harsh or insensitive because I have been there. This is an IVF baby. But I just want to complain. Why do women have to experience like vomiting and sickness with pregnancy? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being sick. And there's like this tiny little, you know, 6-inch baby calling the shots already. She's 15 weeks in my tummy and she's just making me puke all the time.
What trimester are you in?
Second. It should be over, right? This is my third baby. Like, but man.
Well, don't ask me if you're right or wrong. I've never had a baby.
I know. I need Dana, right? Like, you're no help, Scott.
Well, she's a bit of a breeder, yes.
Were the first two kids, was this the same experience?
No. I'm 40 now, so, you know, maybe I'm old AF, but.
Okay.
I don't know. So that's what my grievance is.
Hang on, because you're about to become my grievance. did you just say, I'm 40, so I'm old, I guess?
Yes.
That's not necessarily what she said.
Isn't this breaking the grievance? This is breaking Festivus Friday rules, right? You can't.
You are allowed to make another person.
Okay, so you can't
grievance.
Contest the grievance, but you can turn around and grieve them.
I could make.
Get out of his car.
You are aggrieved.
Wait, no. Anna, you've got to hear this one. Your insult regarding age is nothing compared to this young lady.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fair. I'm old. I probably shouldn't be pregnant again at 40, but here I am, and I'm tired of being sick. So that is my grievance, and I know it's insensitive to people who struggle with infertility.
Well,
but that's how I feel.
But you said you have as well, right?
Yes, my first two babies conceived naturally fine. This one was an IVF baby after four losses, so my heart goes out to you for all the people who struggle with that. So that is a real problem for people.
Well, I hope that your birthing sickness, whatever I'm supposed to call it, maternity sickness, whatever, goes away soon. And Jesse's right. Children are a blessing, but 100%. I don't want any more blessings in my life.
Just curses from now on.
I'm good.
Give me some curses.
And Anna, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Okay. See
Anna.
People call me sir, man. That's another grievance.
It's because of your age, sir.
That's right, sir.
You guys are not as funny as you think you are. 913-586.
Nobody else is going to laugh at my jokes.
586-7798. Roger in Shawnee. Hello, Roger.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, you're a gentleman, a scholar. I thank you all for your service. And, you know, this is important for us first world people who have minor petty beefs with people. But thanks for listening.
Absolutely. What's your grievance?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was in a major home improvement big box retailer where I, you know, hopes to save big money. And instead, I bought a pair of jeans, and they weren't the right size. They don't have fitting rooms. I went home. I tried on the jeans. They weren't the right size. This week, I went back, and I thought, well, I'll just trade it up for the other size. And by golly, I met up with this deal where they said, you know what? Gosh, you don't have the receipt with you. I said, well, I just want to exchange. You know, it's a like item for like item. It's just a different waist size. And they said, well, we can only give you back the amount of money that was the lowest price in the last 90 days.
Oh.
So you need to pay us money to exchange these. And I don't know any apparel retailer in the world besides somebody who wants to save you allegedly big money. That would charge you to exchange like for like. The tags were on everything. And it just seemed like, you know, one of those things where by the time they brought a manager over to tell me it was the same policy, it was just kind of, you know, disturbing that in today's, you know, economy that they wouldn't just say, hey, here you go. So it's a minor thing.
Roger, is this enough to make you walk away from them as a customer?
It is. And I told him that.
Oh,
yeah.
And I told him that. I said, you know, I'm in the construction business. I spend tens of thousands of dollars every year. And yet the manager, she just stood there and looked at me like, well, that's their policy. She didn't even say, oh, I'm sorry, or anything like that. It was just, she looked at me and she goes, well, that's a policy. Like, she just didn't care at all. So my grievance is I'm concerned about customer service in the United States. And Kansas City, I could see it in New York, but Kansas City, there's a lot of nice people in Kansas City.
Roger.
And I don't understand it.
I don't want to challenge your grievance, and I'm not challenging your grievance. I will say, though,
that be creative and careful. Go ahead.
She is not, I don't think she's has anything against you with stating that's the policy. And I'll speak from my own experience that people will come up with a lot of stuff to try to get free stuff out of you. And if you work in the service industry or anything like that for long enough, you've heard every single one. So
agreed.
You're saying I work in construction and spend tens of thousands of dollars. To her, that means nothing. This is our policy. Get out.
That is true. They deal with the lowest common denominator, definitely. But I'm definitely on Roger's point of view here as well, which customer service in general is sort of dying across this country. And I think his scenario there that he's describing was not an unreasonable ask.
Mitch and Lee Summit, we got to get to a bottom of the hour break, but I wanted to get you in. Can you do it in 30 or 40 seconds?
Yeah, super quick. I just hate when I'm driving and I have my GPS on and I'm going somewhere and my wife's next to me and she's telling me to go a different way than the GPS is going. It drives me nuts.
Oh, you basically have two GPS in the car at the same time.
Yeah, and it's proven that computers are smarter than my wife. I love your wife, but I mean, come on. Seriously.
I was going to ask you, Mitch, which one is correct? Which one actually has the correct route?
Computer's always right. And Scott, you're a heck of a corker.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, Mitch. Be well. All right, 913-586.
Not the proper use of that term, but all right.
But I get his drift. I see where he's going.
Low key.
Yeah, full stop, man. 913-586-7798. Festus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. All right, it is Festivus Friday. This song choice coming in from Commander Jesse Reed. Nice pick.
Guy's got a voice.
Oh, he's I've met him a couple of times in person. Could not be a nicer human being.
I believe it.
He is such a nice man.
Is it a trained voice? I mean, is he like a trained singer or he's just naturally good?
Well, I've never asked him that.
Well, if you ever meet him again, ask him. That'd be my question for him.
From the text line regarding the save big money return grievance, not naming the store. I am a manager for a different location. We've got pretty stringent policies because of high fraud.
Okay. You said you had a grievance today?
Oh, man, on the spot.
Is it good? You said you already had one.
I did, and then I was over here thinking I wouldn't get to do it. Okay, here's my grievance real quick.
Okay.
My grievance is your poor memory.
Who are you?
We trusted national.
What's that voice coming from?
We trusted national security to this guy over here.
That's how I kept so many secrets. I couldn't remember. No, my grievance very quickly is when you go, and I think you guys did a show on this once, but when I go to buy a concert ticket now, it's got the price displayed on there, and then after I get through all the checks in the boxes and get to the final checkout screen, the ticket is
fees.
Like $200 more expense or more expensive than I thought.
Convenience fees.
I'm
buying your ticket.
Convenient about it. So I called somebody and asked about this. I go, what's this convenience fee? I don't want it. Well, it's to get the online ticket version. I go, well, I want the hard copy. I want the paper ticket. And they're like, we don't offer those. I'm like,
so
it sounds very inconvenient, actually.
913-586-7798. Lee in Kansas City. Hello.
Oh, boy. Time for a 40-plus customer service provider to fire back.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So this goes out to all those wonderful hotel guests that are a member of a diamond, platinum, gold, whatever elite. When you come to the front desk and complain about a tiny crack that is showing where the heating and HVAC system is separated from the wall briefly, or you complain because there's a slight discrepancy in the color in the paint, and then demand to have a full night free compensation. Knock that stuff off. Your stay is not that important.
Wow. Strong letter to follow. Lee, thank you. Bob in Waldo. Hello, Bob.
Greetings and salutations, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Greetings.
My, not a grievance first, but my gratitude first is the state of Missouri finally got in line and decided to make everybody license their cars when they buy them so you don't have temporary tags running all over town that are expired.
That's your gratitude, right?
That's my gratitude. Okay. And my grievance is my Facebook page that I have called Driving Dirty in KC will be no more after this.
Oh, you take Driving Dirty in KC?
Yeah.
I'm going to check you out, man.
He just said it's no more.
If you'd like to.
Is it still up or not?
Oh, it's still up. It's still up. But I've got Kansas to deal with now. They haven't got on board yet, so I've got content.
This group is dedicated to the people who drive on public roads with expired or fake temp tags. Very, very funny.
One of your colleagues is a member.
Who is?
One of your colleagues, radio personality, Michael Riley.
Oh, yeah, okay, right on. All right, Bob. But
that's all I got to say. You guys have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, man. Be well. John in North Kansas City, hello. Hello? John? John once?
Going once.
My grievance is I was at the casino the other night, and it seems to be this unspoken rule that if somebody turns their chair around, then no matter they have money in the machine or not, which 9.5 times out of 10 they don't, someone else will speak up and say, no, you can't play that machine. I'm saving it for someone, or they just ran somewhere to do whatever, which I understand, a bathroom break or maybe to go to the ATM and get more money, that's justified. But last night I was at one of our casinos, and I had a lady she was almost going to get up out of her chair to tell me, you know, you are not gambling at that machine because I'm saving it for the lady that was there. And we finally got to the bottom of the fact that the lady that she was saving it for was at another machine somewhere in the casino watching her friend gamble. And she was holding it, reserved it for her. So that's my grievance is I don't think that should be allowed. And when I talked to the officials there at the casino, they said it is not allowed, actually. But it's kind of just one of those things people do.
Huh. I don't gamble, so I had no idea.
I've seen something like that with parking spaces. That bugs me. I've tried to pull into a parking space before at a credit place, and someone's just standing there and going, no, I'm waiting for whoever dropped me off here to pull the car around. Like, you can't do that.
I have done that.
Sam, shame on you.
I've done that. It was a busy, busy parking lot, and the spot opened.
Sean in Topeka. Hello, Sean.
Move me.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Hang on. Sam just said, move me. Okay.
Run you over. That'll move you.
Sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
So you're good. That's Sam. But happy Friday. I don't remember what you guys were talking about yesterday. Really, I was taking my Class A CDL test up in St. Joe, and I was taking my driving test. And I had the radio. I was listening to you guys, and the inspector is in the truck with me. And just hawk-eyeing me. I was so nervous. I was white knuckling the steering wheel. And I don't remember what you guys were talking about, but it eased my mind a bit. It's more of a compliment to you guys. You guys never cease to amaze me. The show's always been great. You guys bring a lot of light to people who, you know, are either going through something stressful, a tense moment, or even down on their luck about something, maybe depressed or whatever. But you guys always bring the laughter. You guys always bring that positive energy. So I wanted to say thank you for everybody out there listening to you guys. You guys are awesome. Have a good Friday. Be safe. Be well. And take care.
Did you get your license? You're burying the lead.
I passed because I was listening.
Congratulations, man. And thank you for the kind words. That really does mean
absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. You guys have a good evening.
You too. You do the same, buddy.
You know, Sean was describing what sounds like a check ride in aviation. Your daughter would be familiar with this. A stressful white knuckle experience. Someone watching your every move.
Try being the dad down on the ground when your daughter takes off on her first solo flight.
That's easy.
I wore Depends.
Depends.
Yes.
Was that related to the check ride, or were you just sharing that second piece of information about
yourself. I don't know what a check ride is. I'm assuming that's when somebody rides next to you in a plane and like critiques your every
move. You have an instructor who's either signing you off as you're good to go or not.
Yeah, joke's on us. When Scott says he doesn't wear underwear, he actually means he wears diapers.
Don't wear diapers.
I wouldn't know that for certain, but it depends.
I mean, he is
okay.
A sir.
All right. Okay, guys. All right. Big Al in Blue Springs. Hello, Big Al.
I love this name.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You're doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, Scott. I felt for you a month ago or so when you got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hacked this week on my phone.
Mm.
And I bank at a credit union. I don't know how they got in or my phone or something. But they changed my contact numbers from my bank to them. And when I backtrace the number, no fraud for credit union. Wow, that's had to get closer.
All right, Big Al, what I'm going to do, you're cutting out really badly. I think we got the gist, though, and I'm sorry that happened to you, friend, but I guess you got hacked through your phone, and somehow they morphed the number to go to them and not to your bank.
Yeah. The cyber thieves, the cyber criminals are very, very savvy.
They're satanic.
They can actually intercept calls that you're trying to make and answer it as if they're the institution you're trying to call and, like, mimic the company you're calling to get customer service.
No kidding. Talking to you, Nancy Miller.
Nancy Miller. That's who answered the phone when I called.
Oh.
Yeah. What support group was it?
It was the Microsoft Security.
Thank you. Microsoft IT Security Support.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Mm. Let's just say that nobody in – let's just say there's no chance her real name was Nancy Miller. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can figure out where I'm going. John in Overland Park. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and Scott.
Wow.
I'm just giving you a shot there, bud.
I don't mind at all. I
That's
really
a classic
don't.
Navy salutation right there.
I don't mind at all.
They're like, gentlemen, Scott.
Before I get to my grievance and gratitude, as part owner of this show,
yes.
I would like to bring it to a committee vote, but I know Mr. Busby and Ms. Wright are not there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to change the grievance and gratitude introduction to a word called grievitude.
Grievitude.
Yes. So where you have both speeds up the show, get more callers in, and make things move along a little quicker.
We will. The board will take that under consideration.
I appreciate that, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, on to my grievance, the Jet2 meme that is going around, and if you don't know what it is, I'm sure Samuel does. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing it everywhere. It's getting old.
The jet, like airplane.
Yes, Jet2. I'm pretty sure Sam knows what it is and can play it for you.
John, while we're looking this up, how come you didn't submit a grievitude?
Well, I'm going, you know what? You caught me on that one. You actually caught me. Fair. Very, very quick, very quick.
All right, be well. We're going to look it up, okay? Then we'll take it under consideration.
My gratitude is, real quick, Mr. Commander Reed's melodious voice when he shows up on occasion.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay.
So the Jet2 meme is say something horrible happens, like a car crash, or something kind of funny, but also kind of horrible, like somebody gets tackled because they were committing a crime. I don't know. It's all paired with these really stupid videos, but the same audio plays over and over again. So picture a guy running down a sidewalk, and he just gets leveled from the side or something because he was running from the cops, and then this plays in the background.
Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person.
So they put all these dumb videos of awful things happening, and then right when the awful things happens, they go,
it's like campy.
Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like this little campy.
It's
okay.
Stupid.
All right. 913-586.
What do they come up with next?
7798. Yvonne, Lois, Pete, you guys hang tight. We do have room for one more. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. It is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Lois, in the great city of Lawrence. Hello, Lois.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm getting 4 to 6 phone calls every day now from people wanting to sell me something to protect me from the government's new Medicare changes. I don't even know what they want. I won't talk to them. But they call. Literally, I've never had so many bad phone calls, and it's all recorded messages. You know, they want you to talk to them, they want you to answer questions, and then I'm sure they talk to you and try and sell you something, and it's driving me crazy. It's on both my landline and my cell phone now.
Lois, you know what I do for that?
Blow a whistle nerd.
I just mess around with them. If I see a spam call coming in, I answer it, and I come right back at them. And just try to confuse them. It's fun. It's actually entertaining.
For you.
I thought about doing it, but they say, don't say yes and don't tell them anything, and you can't avoid saying yes to some of their questions.
You know what I always say when I get a spam call? I say, I'm in a meeting on Zoom. Can you call me back later? And they never call back.
Of course.
You know what I really have fun with is the spam texters.
Another good way to shut them down is to ask them the question that they asked you and just keep doing that.
Do you need an extended
car
warranty?
Exactly. Play a little game of repeat.
Let's go to, is it Yvonne?
Yes, Yvonne.
Hi, go ahead.
So I have I think it was gratitude.
Okay.
My gratitude is that you all deliver the news with humor and integrity, and I don't feel traumatized afterwards, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
My grievance is that I'm a semi-truck driver, and when people are trying to enter the interstate, I think that they think that we're going to move over every single time, and sometimes we just can't because there's cars on the left of us, and getting flipped off because I didn't move over is just unnecessary.
Yvonne, appreciate the grievance. I want to try to get as many people in as we can before the end of the hour. Pete in Topeka. Hello, Pete.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy Friday, guys.
Same to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a grievance. I'm a motorcycle rider, as Steve is, and or Sam is. I hate the people that they're on a side street and they creep up. They're just rolling. You don't know if they're coming out or what.
Huh.
It's very distracting, and I wish people just stop.
You are in. To everybody else that we couldn't get to, my sincerest apologies, but we are on a hard start or hard stop at the end of this hour. Commander Jesse Reed, always a privilege.
Thanks for having
always
me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. On behalf of our producer today, the finest, by the way, my grievance real quick. You earned it. driving home last night, it dawned on me they're about to tear up a major section of Shawnee Mission Parkway. The construction cones are already out, and they run for miles.
Have fun.
Miles.
Find me a place in the city where it's not under construction right now.
435, surprisingly, and very little construction.
Tori Amos is 62 today. Vernon Reed, the guitarist from Living Color, is 67 today.
That should have been my song.
On
Cult of Personality.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Good friend Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.